Hundreds of revelers are expected to gather at the Dayton Art Institute Sunday to celebrate the museum's 100th birthday. The landmark Dayton institution has a storied history. That story began even before March 28, 1919, when a group of notable Dayton residents signed letters of incorporation to establish what was then known as the Dayton Museum of Arts. Over the next 100 years, the museum would also serve as an art school, educating generations of students and how countless treasures and artifacts. From 1919 to 1930, the original Dayton Museum of Arts was located on Monument Avenue. The museum adopted its current name in 1930 when it relocated to its current location. The institute stopped offering four-year fine arts degrees in the early 1970s, but director and CEO Michael Rediger says a century after its founding, education remains front and center to the museum's mission.
When you have an institute like this, it really helps to set the tone for the cultural climate in a community. And if you've lived here your whole life, you've had some experience at the Dayton Art Institute. So I think it creates great memories. It creates a great place to see beautiful objects. We hold those as treasures in the community. But I also think we are a place where people gather to have dialogue or to have celebrations or to use our beautiful facility for their own event.
Dayton residents will gather at the DAI on Sunday to celebrate the museum's 100th birthday, billed as the biggest birthday party in Dayton. The Institute's centennial celebration from noon to 4:30 p.m. is jam-packed with planned activities. Numerous local organizations are participating in the celebration, including the musical group Forte, Kettering Children's Choir, Stivers Dancers, Zoot Theater, and others. You can find details on the DAI birthday celebration on their website and Facebook page. For WISO, I'm Jerry Kenney.